Welcome to The Calling. I'm John Nichols, now serving in ministry at Christ Point Church, the executive pastor, maybe even behind the curtain as the Wizard of Oz at Cumberland County Playhouse. Let's meet Alex Lissick. Good morning, Alex. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Your story sees you serving at Christ Point in Sparta, but the story of your calling starts so much sooner than that. Was there a specific moment or event that you knew following the Lord was what you wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I met my wife when we were in high school. We were 14, and we started dating at 14. We just celebrated 20 years in marriage, so we have been together for quite a while.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we were at a church event, and the pastor at the time just said, if anyone feels called to go into ministry in the future, come forward. And I was younger, but I was sitting there thinking, there's no way, not me. And then I just felt this peace that came over me that said, no, that's supposed to be you. And I sort of stepped forward a little bit, and the pastor prayed over me, and I knew then that ministry was always going to be a part of what I did. And my wife and I have been very open about that together as a couple since the very beginning, since we were dating, that no matter what we did, that ministry would be a big part of our family.
Yeah. Were there people or books that helped shape your experience that led you to ministry?
Yeah, absolutely. So my mother is in the healthcare field, and she has loved and taken care of people her whole life. And so that has always been such a huge inspiration for me. And then also, I've always said that Elizabeth's mother was an incredible spiritual mentor for me. She's the one that helped me pick the right seminary, and we saw her leading different areas of ministry growing up. So those two women certainly were just powerhouses in the Lord that have really always influenced my journey. And then also, I would be remiss to not mention, I have a twin brother named Eric, and he is a doctor here in Cookeville, but his journey is one where even when we were young in high school, he wanted to be a doctor to help people, to do medical missions. And so even, my peer, my brother, he challenged my faith even from a young age as well.
We all know that a relationship with the Lord has ups and has downs. Talk to us a little bit about how your relationship has evolved over time.
Sure. I think, every one of our relationships, if you have relationships for a long time, they go through seasons. I think your relationships in a healthy way are always growing deeper, right? And so you learn how to love somebody deeper as the years go by, and the scars that you pick up along the way are moments that you can look back and say, wow, we made it through this together. So I look at that similarly with my walk with the Lord. There have been some incredible mountaintop moments, the birth of our kids and, all these different celebratory things. But then there have been hard moments too. And we've had miscarriages and unexpected loss and grief and all those things that you have just by being human. And getting through those moments and seeing the goodness of God on the other side of it. His word says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when you begin to experience that in your own life and you say, even when my circumstances are at the worst, that is when I have probably in my life experienced his goodness in ways that I never could have experienced on the mountaintop. It's when life has been so hard. The word says that he draws near to the brokenhearted. So I think we only need a comforter when we're uncomfortable, right? We only need that when we get into those desperate situations. So I think over the years, my relationship with the Lord has grown roots that I never expected, right? Has deepened in ways that, I never would have thought when I was younger. And it comes through all the seasons, the good ones, but especially the hard ones as well.
Alex Lissick and how to get through those valleys when we come back. We're back on The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Alex, before the break, you were talking about the mountaintop and the valleys. For our listeners out there that may feel like they're in the valley right now, what encouragement would you give them?
Sure. I think, well, first of all, remembering and knowing that being in a valley is not a unique experience. This is part of being alive and part of being human. And you're not alone in whatever moment that you find yourself in. The second thing that always brings me comfort is when you read in the Word, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And it goes on to say that we'll fear no evil. Why? Because God is there. He brings us comfort and strength in those moments. But what is so interesting to me is when it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I think a lot of times the mistake that we make in these difficult moments is we set up camp in the valley and we stay in the valley. And then we wonder why we're not making it through the valley. And Scripture reminds us, you're not supposed to stay there. You're supposed to keep walking so that eventually you make your way through it. And God promises to give you peace as you walk through the valley.
So we're talking to Alex Lissick from the Christ Point Church in Sparta, and we're discussing his early years serving. Alex, can you share a time when God confirmed your calling in a powerful way?
Yes. Absolutely. I would love to answer that. I think one of these moments that I felt that God was confirming the calling for me was I had gotten through my undergrad. I had gotten through my grad school. And I was at that time, I had sort of let go of the ministry as a vocation part of my life. I thought that's just something that, you know, I thought when I was 14, but God has other plans. And, you know, all of a sudden I get this phone call, hey, we need some help. Will you consider coming and being and helping us at church? And you know, instead of looking for these agency jobs in Nashville and Atlanta, would you consider coming on as a contract worker with the church? And it's not at all what I had planned. I had planned a much different path, and then God reminded me of those moments when I was 14 when the confirmation, even then, that ministry was a calling for me. And so I said, yeah, you know, we'll figure out the finances. We'll figure it all out, because if he calls us, then he equips us for the calling. And so I know mom, dad, it doesn't make sense on paper,
sure.
You know, that I have trained one way and then now it seems like I'm pivoting, but I really feel like the Lord has actually been preparing and training me for what comes next. And so it was a great moment.
What's your favorite thing about serving the way that you get to serve?
I love watching people come alive in Christ. I love watching people who feel maybe unseen or rejected or broken, finding wholeness and peace, and going from almost that physical hanging their head in shame to their head being lifted and walking proudly and going through the next phase of their life with excitement and joy. There's nothing that is better than being a witness to that.
Sure. So there are good days and tough days within formal ministry. How do you get mm-hmm. through those tough days? Is it a vision of those successes, or how do you make it through the days that are tough?
You know, I think all through Scripture you see where God's people, they put monuments down so that they can look back at the times that God was faithful in the hard moments, right? There's moments where he has them set up stones so they can look back and remember. And so I think we always have, you know, ministry highlights that help push us forward. But I think the number one thing is you always have to stop and remember the purpose. Ministry is not a job. It is most certainly a calling. And so whether it's paid money, not, it's solely volunteer, however you find yourself in ministry, and we're all called to it, it's helpful to remember, this is my calling. Will there be frustrations? Absolutely, because people are confused and people are hurting and people are broken. And so as long as you can just say, you know what, you know, that rubbed me the wrong way, but I'm not going to let that stop me today. I'm not going to let that have power over my emotions today. I've got to press through and understand that I have a mission and I have things that need to happen. And how can I empathize with this person that's hurting? How can I see from their perspective? And how can I maybe reach out at that level? Or maybe they just need some space. Whatever it is, hard days, I think they inevitably come. Having great support systems at home, my wife is my number one support system. My kids are an incredible support system. We are all so tightly knit and close together. And so some days, I'll be honest, I come home and say, it has not been a good day. It has been a hard day. And when I can verbalize it, then that gives them the ability and the permission to say, let's give Dad a hug, right? Like, sure. He needs extra hugs tonight instead of just coming home and sort of like being frustrated and nobody knows why.
We're back with Alex Lissick. I'm John Nichols on The Calling. Alex, where do you see your ministry going in the future? What kind of dreams and goals do you have?
I hope and dream that God continues to use me however he sees fit. I try not to, I want to see more people come to find freedom in the Lord, whatever that looks like, and however I get to be a part of that. That's what I want to do. So yeah, we're serving in our local church and it's so exciting to see people come and find the Lord at Christ Point. My wife is involved in nonprofit ministry and seeing her do the same thing is unbelievable. And so what we're trying to do in this next season of our life is truly, instead of coming through it with a closed fist and saying, God bless this life that we've dreamed up, we try to open up our hands and say, God, whatever it is that you have for us, Jesus, you have our yes. Thank you for calling us. We know that whatever you've called us to, you've equipped us to. So I know that's probably not the answer you were looking for, but quite truthfully, that's where we are. We don't have a 5-year plan. We're truly saying, Lord, we seek you every day, and whatever your will is, we want to be flexible to move and go and do whatever it is you called us to do. And I'm certainly trying to set that example for our kids. You only get one life to live. Mm. And so we want to do it the way the Lord has called us to do it, for sure.
It's a beautiful answer. And I know that walking that kind of walk requires a lot of spiritual strength. How do you get that? Where do you draw spiritual strength from to live open-handed?
We spend, certainly we have our own times in prayer and study. I think great communication with your spouse really helps. There are times when Elizabeth and I just need to get away and talk for a while. And, you know, not just the casual, how are you doing kind of talks, but like, here's what's going on in my soul kind of talks. And I do the same thing with my brother, and you know, she's got some close people in her life, some friends that she does the same thing with. So I think having good counsel, having good company that's around you, and certainly if you have a spouse, a helpmate that is more than somebody that you say good morning, hello to, it's somebody that you are deeply doing life with, that you can share the intimate parts of your fears or your excitements and joys, or even, you know, if you go through a season of apathy, like how do we press through those things? These are all normal human emotions that we feel, and we go through those times and seasons. And so having a safety net where you can, you know, people that you can talk to is important. And if you don't have that, I believe in the law of sowing and reaping. So if you don't have it, sow it into somebody and watch as God will allow that to grow in your own life as well.
If you could leave our listeners with one word of encouragement about faith and service and ministry from what you've learned, from the walk that the Lord has allowed you to walk, what would that encouragement be?
I think for those who are believers, I would say our mission is to love the world to Christ. And so no matter how difficult things look in the world, our goal is to love people towards Jesus. Jesus put his body in front of oppressors to try to, help his people. We are called to do the same thing. And for maybe those people that are not sure where they fall on the spectrum of faith, I would say hope. Hope is a real thing. There is hope. If you're down and you're frustrated and you feel lonely or depressed, there is real hope. If you are fearful of the future, there is real hope in Jesus.
Is there any other words you'd like to leave with our listeners today? last one.
Yeah, let me think. I guess I would say we are so thankful, my wife and I both, to be serving in our local community. We love the Upper Cumberland. There are so many incredible churches here. There's so many incredible nonprofits here, all doing the work of the Lord. If you don't have a local church, make sure you find one. There's so many great ones, and there's so many places to plug in. And so sometimes when people don't have one, my advice is just go find one and start serving.
Yeah.
Go find one and dig in. You will find community. You will find freedom through that.
Alex Lissick, thank you for sharing your calling. This is where we get to meet the church, and we are honored to hear from you. I'm John Nichols.